not going to speak long. We didn't come here to hear me. We came here to hear the brother here, Brother Martin. We enjoy coming here as a place away from home. We know that God's people are here, and that's what we're... That's where we want to be. It's God's people. The thoughts have been on my mind of the Lord's providence and how the Lord orchestrates events in our lives. We think of, through the scriptures, there's prophecies in there. The Lord orchestrates things. You wonder, how in the world did he get these two people together when he needed for them to be together? And that's kind of what's on my mind. There's a man in Luke that's named Simeon. And the Lord revealed something to him that he would see the Lord's Christ before he died. Now, he was in Jerusalem. Mary and Joseph were on their way. And you read the account in Luke that the evil emperor set in motion an event to get Joseph and Mary to where they needed to be in Bethlehem when Jesus was born. Which, think about, they probably didn't know the scripture in Isaiah that talks about the virgin birth coming. They just knew what circumstances were they were in. And they were just going because Caesar said to go to where your birthplace was. And so they went to Bethlehem. Wasn't any room in the inn, so they had to sleep in the stable, and that's where Jesus was born. But you think about, it's not time yet for them to meet Simeon. And you think, okay, when you read through the scripture, they didn't immediately leave Bethlehem. Joseph was a devout man. He knew enough of the law that there were certain dates that Mary was going to have to fulfill and sacrifices to be made. So they probably were hanging around Bethlehem somewhere. Probably not in the manger, but everybody else had gone back after they had paid their taxes, but they stayed. And I wonder, okay, why was Joseph a carpenter? And you think about, again, the Lord was orchestrating some things. If Joseph had been a fisherman, it would have been hard for them to leave and come to Bethlehem. If he'd been a farmer, it would have been hard because his crops would have been back in Nazareth. He was a carpenter. It's a mobile trade. He can carry it with him. Probably carried his tools because he knew he was going to have to be in Bethlehem for at least 40 days. Little facts that the Lord was orchestrating things there. They still haven't met Simeon yet. And Simeon, nobody knows who he was, but for his knowledge of the scriptures, he was possibly a priest or at least a scribe to know the scriptures, and he understood the proper application of the scriptures, particularly in Isaiah, that Christ was going to be a suffering Savior. He wasn't going to be a conquering king to kick out the Romans. And you think about, okay, what did Mary and Joseph know about Jesus? Angels had appeared to both of them, but they didn't get the whole story. They got enough to know what was coming, but not the whole story. I don't know that, and again, just looking at what's in the scripture and what's not. A lot of it's what's not there is supposition, is to, you know, we think about, well, this might have happened, that might have happened. But we at least know that they were in Bethlehem for about 40 days. Jesus was circumcised the seventh day. They had to go from Bethlehem to Jerusalem to the temple. Might have been a 5-mile journey, which wasn't too bad. And I think about that morning. They're knowing that they've got to go do this sacrifice, and then they got to go the 75 miles back to Nazareth. And so They're thinking, I'm sure Joseph, if he's like me, is planning this trip. He knows, well, we got to go by the temple first, then we got to go join ourselves with another group that's heading out. They still haven't met Simeon yet. Simeon, on the other hand, he had this revealed to him, that he was going to see the Lord's Christ. It doesn't say when this was revealed to him. It could have been, when you think about it, when Zacharias went to the temple and the angel met with him, Simeon could have been there, because it says he went daily to the temple. They might not have been, but he could have been there. Anna could have been there, because they both frequented the temple. It doesn't matter whether they were there or not. The Lord had, and it says the Spirit was upon Simeon. Yeah. It was more than just, he didn't have a vision, didn't say he did. It was revealed to him like an inspiration. He was going to see the Lord Christ. So where did he go? It says he went to the temple every day. I can just imagine that morning, Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus are getting ready to go by the temple and then head on out. But Simeon, you think, I can just imagine, and again, I'm speculating here, but I can just imagine every morning praying, is this the day? And again, Spirit could have said, yes, this is the day. I'm sure he was shouting for joy. If again, I'm speculating on that. Whether or not he knew for sure, he knew he had to be at the temple every day. Mary and Joseph got to the temple. They had the two turtle doves that they were sacrificing. And I'm thinking, okay, how did he know what baby was going to be Jesus? It's very likely they weren't the only couple there with a baby. There could have been a bunch of folks there. But we're talking about Jesus Christ the Lord, 100% God, 100% man. Speculating, okay. I mean, Jesus could have seen Simeon and said, here I am. The Spirit could have directed him, that's him. But it was revealed to him, this little baby is Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He will save his people. I know mamas are a little concerned when you have this old man, a stranger, comes up and motions to want to hold this baby. She let him. I mean, times were different back then. Mothers are a lot more cautious now because things are more evil. At least we think they are. Look through history, you know, we think it's really evil right now, but it's not much different than what it's been for eons. But I was thinking about it. He could say, not only have I seen him, I've held him. Hold him up to him. And you think too that here's the man, Jesus Christ, being offered to the Father, the Lord. But it's the beginning of his journey while he's a man here on this earth. And Simeon went away rejoicing. Not only have I seen him, I've held him. Let thy servant depart in peace. But he had a message for Mary. And it was part of the message to where Jesus was going to be a suffering Savior. He had some trials and stuff coming. And it says that even your sword, which I think was figuratively, was going to pierce her soul. Which you can imagine, or every mother is very protective of their children. Even Jesus Christ was very protective of Mary, with Mary. But she was going to be affected by all the things that she's going to see. It's going to happen to Jesus. And we know somewhere between there, well, actually between when Jesus was 12 and he went on his ministry, that Joseph is no longer in the picture. But when you think about, the Lord orchestrated all this. It wasn't by chance. It was purposed that Simeon was going to see the Lord Christ and hold him. Of course, he didn't know he was going to hold him. He just knew he was going to see him. But can you imagine his joy to know he had seen his Savior? He'd seen Mary's Savior. He had seen our Savior and was able to rejoice. And I just wanted to share that with you because the Lord hadn't stopped orchestrating events in his children's lives. When we moved to Texas 22 years ago, there was certain events of that we had no clue how to do what we needed to do to accomplish the move out there. And we have to say, okay, Lord, that's one you're going to have to work out. Just a little short story there. When I moved there, I didn't have a job, didn't have a house. Start applying. Because even though the Lord orchestrates things in life, he doesn't usually have us just sitting on our bottom waiting. There's efforts that we're making. So I was applying for a job. My insurance ran out on January 31st. My due job started February 1st. And found out later that they had been preparing. This was a brand new call center in Texas, and had been working on it for a year or two before we even got the word we're headed to Texas. We didn't have a house. Found out the house had been sitting vacant for at least a year, waiting for us to get there. So the Lord, you know, it's one thing to read it in the Word. It's another to experience it. You know, the Lord is in control, and he takes care of his children. And he lets us know, again, we need to be praying for this. He lets us know and gives us direction on the paths we should be taking. If you'll bow with me, I'll try to pray. Merciful Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you are a mighty God. You're the wonderful counselor, great physician. You comfort your people in time of need. We pray special blessing on those who are mentioned today. We hear their names. We don't know who they are, but we know that you know who they are, and you know what their needs are. There's families that have lost loved ones. There's individuals that are going through just serious illnesses, may not even live very long. But we know, Lord, that you take care of your people. You grant us peace in the time of worst circumstances of our lives. You guide us along. And we know this is all possible because of Jesus Christ and what he's done for us, the price he paid for our sins. And he comforts his people. We pray, Lord, that you'd be with this church. Strengthen each member that makes it up. Be with Brother Marty as pastor, that you bless him to preach the gospel to your people. And that you'd be with him today. For this is another time for him. He can't save up grace to preach. He needs grace today to preach your gospel and expound upon the truths that are found in your word. We in the congregation need grace to hear that message and to apply it into our lives. Pray, Lord, you'd be with this country. It seems to be heading down a path of evil. Just pray that you would revive us, revive this nation. Bring us back to you, or bring this country back to you. We know, Lord, in spite of all the evils going on, you're still the one who's in charge. And nothing happens that you don't aware about or you allow. And you work miracles with people, with your children. Forgive us, Lord, our mean sins and shortcomings. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.